Well, I think we've got a double dose of good news today for Britain. We've got strong growth figures, actually the strongest growth in this part of the year for a decade. And at the same time, we've just heard that the country's credit rating has been secured. And I think this underpins confidence in the economy. I think it is a vote of confidence in the government's economic policies. And I think it gives us the confidence now to look to the future with some optimism.
But even with these growth figures, you have to admit that your cuts programme hasn't come in yet. VAT will rise next year. Job losses haven't happened yet. Things could get worse.
Well, I think what you see today is a double dose of good news for the British economy. First of all, strong growth figures, actually the strongest growth for this part of the year that we've seen in a decade. And also, we've just heard that the country's credit rating, which had been put at risk by the previous government, has been secured. Now, both those things will underpin confidence in the recovery, and I think they are also a vote of confidence in the new government's economic policies.
Do you still worry about a double-dip recession?
Well, I think what you see today in an uncertain global economic environment is Britain growing strongly, the strongest growth we've seen in this part of the year for a decade, and also our country's credit rating being secured. That's a big vote of confidence in the UK and a vote of confidence in the coalition government's economic policies.
The experts said that your cuts were unfair, and now in the first opinion poll, they're showing also people think they're unfair. Do you have a problem with that?
Look, I think people know that this country had some serious economic problems and that the debt problem had to be dealt with. They see a new government has come in and dealt decisively with it. And now today, we've got this double dose of good news. First of all, strong growth figures, but also the country's credit rating reaffirmed and secured when it had been put at risk by the previous Labour government. And I think that will underpin confidence in the recovery going forward.